1940, on the radio in America, Orson Welles told the story of the War of the Worlds. He sent America into a flat panic and spin because people in America genuinely believed the story that the world and America had been invaded by Martians. Now, when you look at their presidents, you might think that that was true and it's not fake news, but it was fake news. They believed it. Quite a while ago now, back in the days of black and white TV, the BBC did a fake news. Oh, by the way, they called it April Fool's Day then, which is the 1st of April today. And they did this whole documentary about the spaghetti pickers as they were picking spaghetti when it grew on trees. Some of you did think it grew on trees, didn't you? Yeah. No, it doesn't. It comes in packets from Asda. It's fine. But we're constantly being challenged now. We've already, the whole theme for today is fake news or good news. And the worst thing about fake news is the fake news not out there, but the fake news in here. Because whether we like it or not, we tend to get to a place where there are things we believe in our heads or our hearts that actually we make or become true to us, and they actually shape our lives. And I just want us to pick up three or four things that are fake news and more to do with us inside than outside, but actually maybe we need to think about and challenge and even allow God to change today. The first one is simply this, fake news that sin doesn't matter. We live in a world that says if you can get away with it, it's okay. We live in a world where we don't like that word, S-I-N, sin, because it's so old-fashioned and it feels so condemnatory and don't come down on me because I'm a sinner. And we tend to say, don't do that to me. Don't judge me. Don't have an opinion about what I am or who I am. You're not allowed to. Sin, it doesn't matter. But actually, if you're reading the Bible, if you're looking at the history and what God has done in his son or allowed in his son on the cross, actually sends a huge message that sin does matter. That if the story is true, then God's son Jesus died on a cross to take the penalty of our sin. Our sin actually does matter to God. It matters so much that in his love, he stepped into the world to do something about it. So whatever you're thinking about it, thinking, well, it doesn't matter. It just, if we can get away with it, it's fine. The cross says it does matter. It matters deeply. It matters intensely. Most of all, it matters to God. If it didn't, there's no need for Jesus. If it didn't, there's no need for the cross. If sin didn't matter, then we don't need Christianity. God loves us anyway. But it does matter. It matters so much. God allowed his son to take my place, to take our place on the cross. Sin does matter. It matters to God. The cross says it does. There's another line of fake news, and which is kind of a contrast to what we've just said. But we still manage to somehow, because we can get easily confused internally, can't we? We still manage to tell us this one as well. Sin doesn't matter, but I can't be forgiven. That doesn't actually make sense, but lots of us write that one in our hearts and in our minds. That what I've done or what's been done to me, that slate can't be wiped clean. I can't be forgiven. God won't accept me because there's too much wrong in me. There's too much wrong around me. I've been too bad. God's not interested in me. God doesn't want me. God can't love me. We write those kind of lines, those fake things into our lives. And I don't know whether you've done that or not, but I've met enough people who just say to me, Andrew, God won't forgive me or God doesn't forgive me for this. But again, coming back to the cross and the Easter story, if God allowed his son Jesus to die on a cross, then Jesus died for our sin. That's what it was about. A line that I heard, it was just like, Jesus died for everything that we've ever done yesterday, the day before. He died for whatever we may do today. But actually, Jesus died for what you did tomorrow and what you did the day after. Everything in this universe that's wrong, everything that in me says, I can't be forgiven, the cross says, the Son of God says, you can. You can. Your sin matters, but you can be forgiven. And the cross says, God wants to forgive you too. There's another bit of fake news, and it's this. Resurrections don't happen. Well, we've kind of done our best to tell that story this morning, but it's reasonable to say, I mean, most of us know that dead men don't breathe. And the idea of a resurrection, watching Good Morning this week, there was this lady expert on religions, some kind of theological anthropologist or something like that, I don't know, she had a big title. But she was saying, oh, all religions and all people have their creation myths and they all have their resurrection myths. And she quoted this religion and that faith and this belief and that faith and then the Christian faith and said, you know, they're all celebrating Easter in their own way and they all have this myth. And I'm like wanting to scream at the telly and shout at her because she was so clever and she knew everything. But actually, the Apostle Paul was absolutely right when he wrote to the Corinthian church, and in 1 Corinthians 15 says, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then we're believing a lie. He says, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then I'm a liar. So fake news or good news? It's the same chapter that we've already thought about, where it says over 500 people saw Jesus alive. Time and time again, people have set out to disprove the resurrection. And they've found out that they can't. They've dug into the history. They've dug into the biology. They've dug into the past. And they've been brought on their knees to Jesus, realizing that Jesus really did rise from the dead. It's not fake news. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. When Jesus rose from the dead, he gave us this amazing opportunity of knowing God forever. Some of you think, why is that important? Simply because God made you to be with him. God loves you so much that he stepped into the world in his son Jesus so that you could come back and you can know God and you can know his love forever. There are some things in this world that you just love doing again and again and again. There's some food in this world that you just love eating again. I mean, chocolate. I mean, some of you already had chocolate this morning. Look, I just do chocolate every day, okay? I love chocolate. I do it every day. It's not a problem to me. And if you said to me I was going to have chocolate every day for eternity, that would be cool for me. Okay? I love steak. I don't do that every day. Just wish I did. Anyway, sorry. But there are things that you know that you love doing again and again and again. You're happy to repeat them. But the thought of knowing God's love for eternity, of being God's love for eternity, whatever eternity is, Jesus died and rose again so you could rise too. You could live in God's presence for eternity. Resurrections happen. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Then one other aspect of fake news, simply this. It might be true for you. You're too blind to see. What was it? It said on the road to Emmaus, their eyes were blinded. They couldn't see. Now we know they could really see. But actually, it was a blindfold across their spiritual eyes. You know, some of us have actually put that blindfold there. We've actually deliberately said, I don't want to know God, because if I know God, then he's going to mess with my life. If I know God, then he wants me to change, and I'm not prepared to do that. So I'm just going to put the blindfold on, or I'm going to shut my eyes to him and ignore him anyway. Can I just say, there's not a lot of sense in that. If God made this universe, and this God made this universe out of love, and he stepped into this world in Jesus to demonstrate his love to you, don't close your eyes to him. Don't turn your back on him. Don't blind yourself. It's like poking your spiritual eyes out. Don't do that. God longs to break into your life. The beauty of that day when Jesus walked with these two guys, or I think the cartoon had it as a gentleman and a lady on the Emmaus Road. When he walked with them on Emmaus Road, it said their eyes were opened. And God longs today, of all days, for you to stop being an April Fool, if you could forgive me for daring to call you that or suggest it. To stop walking down a road that's folly and turn, do the wisest thing you could possibly do and say, God, open my eyes. I want to see Jesus. Open my eyes. I want to see his love. I want to know his forgiveness. I want to know his grace for me. Because that's what God wants. That's what Easter, resurrection tide, resurrection celebration, it's all about. And if you're in a place this morning where you think, hang on a minute, I know I've been doing that. I've been just deliberately turning my back on him, deliberately closing my eyes. I've blinded myself. God's actually longing for you. He's longing for you to open your eyes and see him. Would you do that today? Stop living with fake news that's written across your heart. God doesn't care about sin. The cross says he does. Fake news that's written across your mind. I can't be forgiven. The cross says you can. Fake news that says dead men don't breathe. Jesus did, and you can. Fake news that says I can't see, because God is longing for you to open your eyes to see him. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what you're thinking or what you're feeling. But I wonder this morning if you just love to step into the love of God. Somehow to find out that he's real, find out that he's true, find out that he does forgive, he does clean, he does make whole. And maybe for you, for the first time ever, to pray a very simple prayer. It's on the screen. I'm going to give you a moment to pray it. And it simply says this: Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Please fill me with your spirit, with your presence. That's just a simple, huge, first beginning, eye-opening step towards Christ, towards God and his love. And maybe that's a prayer you could pray this morning. Can I just challenge you? For some of us, we've been kind of around the Fullwood Church community for quite a while. And we've managed to do this kind of thing where we've stepped back and we're not in a place where we're asking God or letting God touch our lives. Can I encourage you to take a step forwards this morning and pray this prayer? Let's pray together. Just in the quietness, pray the prayer. Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Please fill me with your spirit, with your presence. Be the wise man, be the wise woman this Easter. If you prayed that prayer and it's the first time you prayed it, we'd love to pray with you. We'd love to hear your story. There's a prayer team that meets to the back of the church on your right. There's tables there. You can go and sit there, and somebody would love to just hear and pray with you. We'd love to give you a Bible. We'd love to give you some notes that help you begin as a Christian. But don't miss the moment. Be wise this morning. God bless you.